It's a great point, and it's another example where Northern Pass has controlled the message so far. So their economic impact study on taxes, for example, looks only at the additive effect of new taxes from the new transmission lines. It gives no effect whatsoever to reductions in tax from reductions in appraisals and assessed values from the impact of the lines.
I'll just mention that I think that the broader question of this project and how it's been marketed as a project for New Hampshire has really kind of people feel like I think that, that people in the southern part of the state, especially those that have a positive association with PSNH, I really want to talk to these people, but so there's a reservoir of support, and if, as you saw in the last legislative session, all the chambers of commerce from Manchester, Nashua, Concord, the BIA, PSNH called them on the phone and said, "Come and tell the legislature not to let you know this bill that was coming before the legislature." To sell their power and force them to sell their power plants, they called that favor in, and those folks were there. It really shows how politically powerful they are, and unfortunately, that's where all the people are. That's where all the numbers are there. Now, the argument that we've been trying to make is that if you look at this from an energy perspective, if you look at it from a clean energy perspective, if you look at it from the economics of PSNH ratepayers, none of it adds up. We'll continue to try to press that message, but that's really to a community that's not being affected by a power line, those are the types of things we need to try to get across.
I don't think it's escaped many people that the name Northern Pass was chosen with some deliberation. It was a way of segregating this line, pretending that it was only going to affect somewhere up north that nobody had to worry about down in the south, when in fact this is a New Hampshire line. And I'll bring it right back to us again. We are the people who have to get the message out. If you have friends, neighbors, acquaintances, any business or other connections in southern New Hampshire, harass them. you may have to actually go to that extent. The word is getting out slowly. It's getting there, but it's taking a while, and we do not have forever.
There's another reason that folks in the southern part of the state and on the seacoast should get involved. Northern Pass is going to be the precedent of the future. If we beat it, we're going to save them from future struggles to stop transmission lines over their homes and their communities. If we don't beat it, New Hampshire is going to become known as the easy state, the state where you can build above-ground transmission lines without fear of being stopped. The state, unlike Maine, that has no energy policy that puts these things underground in transmission corridors that the state approves. A state unlike Vermont and New York, who are working with the Champlain-Hudson developers to make that transmission line, it's going to be Hydro-Quebec Power, disappear. So those are reasons why the other towns should be involved. Signs, bumper stickers, it all helps.